Hello, this is Guillermina González, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, and your host for today. And with me, we have Rick Phillips, Director of the Darley Arts Center, and also Brett Sadler, with the Claymont Renaissance Development Corporation. Thank you both for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us,
Guillermina.
So, we're going to talk about so many different things. We need to talk about the Darley Center. We need to Art Center. We need to talk about the Claymont Renaissance Development Corporation and the collaboration and all that. So probably, Brett, we need to bring you here so you give us more context on how actually the Darley Art Center came into being, and then we're going to bring Rick to the table, sort of speak. So shall we?
Sure. For those of you who aren't familiar, the Darley House is located in Claymont on Philadelphia Pike and Darley Road, sort of across from Archmere Academy. I was working with the state of Delaware, Historic and Cultural Affairs, who had recently saved the house from demolition and was investing in it, repairing it, and working with them trying to find an adaptive reuse for the house. And in consultation with the state, we came up with the idea of the Claymont Renaissance Development Corporation moving in, taking over tenancy of the Darley House. And it's a beautiful house. It's a big house. It's a lot for a small organization like the CRDC, Claymont Renaissance Development Corporation.
Okay.
So I was able to talk to some other organizations in Claymont, the Business Association, Historical Society, to see if they would like to also utilize that space for a community building and sublease it from the CRDC. During that period, Rick had mentioned to me about, well, that house has such a rich art history, and I can talk about who Felix Darley was, but had such a rich art history, an art center would be great in that building. And Claymont was in need of another arts outlet.
Okay. So and how that came to your mind, Rick? How did that? How did you get in contact with the Darley House?
Originally, we wanted to show some life at the house and to talk to I forget the elected official about putting some lights on the house for Christmas to show that the community cares. And I always thought that it should have an art connection. So Darley being, you know, a famous artist. So it seemed like a natural to me.
Came natural. Then tell us about the Darley connection that you were mentioning before.
Oh, it's an amazing story. Darley was, make it brief as possible. Darley was discovered by Poe in Edgar Allan Poe in the 1840s. Became just an incredibly rock star illustrator. He illustrated for everybody we had to read in high school of 19th century American authors. Let me recall Nathaniel Hawthorne, James Fenimore Cooper, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Washington Irving, Harry Beecher Stowe, and actually Charles Dickens.
There
is rumored to have stayed in that house.
Those are quite good names.
Exactly.
To relate to the Darley.
Well, there was a change in printing technology at the time that allowed for a lot more illustrations in books. So if you look at some of the books published at the time, it would have, you know, Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and it would have Washington Irving, and on the same, practically the same font size underneath it would say, illustrated by Felix Darley. So his name was well known throughout the country. So there's that connection, and a neat connection that a lot of people don't realize. And this ties into how we celebrate the holidays up in at Claymont, the Darley House. Felix Darley was the first one to illustrate Santa Claus, the version of Santa Claus that we know now as a big, jolly, fat elf. It was never illustrated like that beforehand. It was always the skinny European, sort of dour Santa. But he...
a malnourished...
A malnourished Santa, not the fat, jolly Santa.
Is that what you're saying? That we
Before that time. And so he was the first one who actually took C. Clement Moore's poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, which we always call "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and illustrated it like C. Clement Moore wrote it for the fat, jolly elf. So our version of Santa Claus originated in the upstairs art studio at the Darley House on Philadelphia Pike.
That's a story to share.
It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story.
And when he says went all through the house, that house was the Darley House. So, and that picture of the Darley House is, you know, in the poem.
Is one of the illustrations in the book. And this was the first time, the poem had been around for like 40 years. But I said with that change of technology where it was inexpensive to have illustrations in books during early 1860s, it was everywhere. It was across the country. It was around the English-speaking world. So it's sort of neat that, you know, someone in a Conestoga wagon going out to California this time probably had that packed in their case.
That's a fantastic story. Now, Rick, in your case, I can see how you saw the connection, because you as an artist have appreciation for this kind of places that transpire artistry. Tell me about how you became an artist. What kind of art is the thing that really moves you, and how that brought you to the Darley House and the Darley Art Center?
Oh, how I became an artist. I think my grandmother used to sit us on her floor with a pad of paper and pen and watch us. And she always said I was like her grandfather, who was an artist. And so by the time I was in high school, I knew I wanted to be an artist. And I learned that to make a living as an artist, I probably need to do commercial art. So for years, I was a commercial illustrator and illustrated Campbell Soup Kids and some of the other industries nearby. About 5 years ago, I got tired of sitting behind my computer and decided to paint. So now that's become my new obsession and
your passion.
My passion.
So what kind of give me a hint of the kind of artist you are. Whenever you are painting, what is the thing that gets your attention? What is the thing that reflects what you're thinking, and how would you define yourself as an artist?
I'd say a lot of the impressionists that were the turn of the century. Figures. I like doing plein air landscapes and still lifes. So pretty much all of it.
There you go. And Brett, do you have some kind of artistic connection? Are you an artist?
I never made it past coloring books in like maybe the first or second grade. I think we connect on that one.
I can see.
I appreciate art. I spent a lot of time in museums, and of course. I have the appreciation, not the ability.
Well, there you go. That's all it takes to be in this program. That's the connection to the arts. And we're going to be talking about the exhibitions that you've been doing, that you intend to do, and all these kind of beautiful things. But before going there, Brett, let me go back to you. Your perspective on the art is very important in terms of the impact in the community, particularly in the Claymont community. You were mentioning that it was very much needed, this artistic outlet. Could you please speak to that?
Sure. It's common knowledge for those of us working in economic and community development that arts and culture, attracting a creative class, is essential for success. Of course, there are other things that are important, jobs, public safety. But one piece of the puzzle is arts and culture. You have to have a sense of place. And without having arts and culture in your community, you don't achieve that. So when Rick mentioned this idea about the Darley Arts Center, I was like, what can the CRDC do to help? How can we support this? And it has been amazing. The Darley House's use, I would say majority of it is through the Arts Center, through the different programs there and other events they have. And it's a real source of pride for the community. It's growing. I'd like to get more people in Claymont and the surrounding areas engaged in that. So it's just incredibly important for what we're trying to achieve.
And you mentioned something that is very much in the minds of artists. Artists reflect the community where they live in. And they reflect the soul of that particular community. So, Rick, how would you define your soul in terms of an artist and how that connects to Claymont, perhaps?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Maybe how you see the community in connection with you as an artist, particularly in Claymont. Does that have some kind of connotation, connection, or something?
Well, I think it's a, if I may say,
sure,
correct,
sure.
I think that it's Claymont's rich artistic tradition that many people don't realize. In the middle of the steel mill, in the middle of Claymont Steel, unfortunately, the building was torn down about a year ago, was the home of Adolf Wertmuller, who was a famous portrait painter in the 18th century. He painted a very famous portrait of George Washington that hung in the National Gallery. We had up at the Robinson House, right nearby at Naaman's Road and Philadelphia Pike, Howard Pyle had studios, little studio shacks every summer in the back of there. Of course, I mentioned about Darley. Was a famous author. Her name was Anne Parrish, who wrote some bestsellers during the 1920s, who lived in Claymont. So, I mean, what has happened in Claymont? And, of course, we all know the story of Arden next door. So we get that that extra artist of vibe from
the neighbors nearby.
From the neighbors nearby.
Yeah. That was exactly what I was asking for, maybe not clearly. But let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening to the Delaware State of the Arts News Radio, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have with us Rick Phillips, director of the Darley Arts Center, and also Brett Sadler, who is the executive director of the Claymont Renaissance Development Corporation. And let me thank you both again for being here with us today. And that was a question that was not precisely posed. That kind of reality is reflected in the way you work. And Claymont's got, like, countless things that I was not aware of. So thanks for sharing that. Let's just talk now about the things that you are working on, maybe defining the Darley Arts Center, the kind of things that you guys are doing, and the kind of things that you intend to do, perhaps.
Well, I think Rick could give a better presentation of what it's like each week and each month at the Darley Arts Center.
Okay, perfect. Rick, let's go with you.
Well, on Tuesday nights, we have figure drawing with a live model. The Darley Arts Center supplies easels and tables.
Okay.
So 6:30 to 9:30, artists are welcome to just drop in. Wednesdays, I have painters that we get together on Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 11:30. That's a little more structured, but we do still lights when the weather's not good. Lately, we've been going out a lot.
There you go.
So we also have our monthly programs, and the gallery's open by appointment.
There you go. And one of the things that really got my attention, you have a very important big exhibition, Edward Loper Jr. Everybody has heard about Edward Loper in many different ways. We've had the chance to even see his paintings and the likes. So tell us about that. How is that being planned, and how is that going to happen?
Rick, if
Well, we had a show, I guess a few months back with Indian Field Painters, and one of the painters, Ruth Ann Crawford, painted with Edward Loper Jr. And he came to the show, and I asked him if he'd be interested in doing it, and he said he would. So you know, I think it's important to capitalize on Edward Loper, his father, who so many people know in Delaware. And so we're thinking this is a great way to bring new people into Claymont and to the Darley Arts Center.
Well, Anita, I've seen just a few of the paintings that you're thinking about having, and really certainly very expressive in many ways. Colorful, makes you think.
The Loper story is just, it's amazing. With the father, who unfortunately passed in 2011.
Indeed.
And his son, Edward Loper Jr., Edward Lippert Jr.'s story is equally as amazing. He taught art in the city of Wilmington in the 1960s mm-hmm. and was head of the Visual Arts Center at the Christiana Cultural Arts Center.
Right.
He was a fellow at the Barnes Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Just like his father. His father was, I don't want to say discovered, I'm not using the right word, but his father and Albert Barnes mm-hmm. had gotten to know each other. And so his father spent time during the 1930s
mm-hmm.
at the, I didn't think they called it the Barnes Foundation then.
Right.
But school. It was school.
Right.
Very, very exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
1930s for an African-American artist, it was...
a difficult time.
Definitely mm-hmm. a difficult time. Mm-hmm. And just amazing artists. They're both a Delaware treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that we were able to have... a member of the Loper family. And actually, I think at that event for Ruth Ann Crawford in Indian Field, his son was there too.
Right.
He's also an artist. Yeah, so
it's three generations.
Three generations yeah. of the Loper family. So we're mm-hmm. glad to have that currently at the Darley Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, do you want to talk about the
upcoming show? And a winter art show, which we capitalize on, Twas the Night Before Christmas, is in November and December.
Mm-hmm.
The reception will probably be the first Friday in December.
Okay.
Last year, we had about 20 local artists who had submitted, who had pieces hanging at the Art Center, and great crowd, live music, good food.
Hey, well, there you go. That's the kind of invitation that you don't say no, right, Brett, or what?
That's right.
That's building communities.
Exactly.
Through seeping.
We get a fantastic turnout, both of Claymont residents and people who would never normally come into Claymont.
Right.
For,
that breaks the eyes, right?
Right.
It really does. And I think it helps folks look at Claymont in a different way and show it the way it really is instead of some other perceptions.
And certainly that's the case. And of course, the Darley Arts Center is more than just a place. It's a space for people to mingle. It's a space for people to talk. It's a space for people to have an artistic experience plus the capacity of building communities. That's what I'm getting from talking to both of you right now. Would you define that as the Darley Arts Center?
I would. And this is, as I mentioned earlier, this is just the beginning of what the Darley Arts Center wants to offer and what the Darley House can offer. Right now, we have the first floor is finished, and it's the artist space and the gallery space and offices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there is a second and third floor
there
of this building that would make awesome artist space,
mm-hmm.
Which is desperately affordable space for artists to work.
So are you envisioning some kind of a Claymont torpedo factory, sort of speak?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yes, that would be...
I'm just saying that it sounds to me like you're aspiring to have something like that.
Yeah.
We're doing it, working with our elected officials, our local elected officials, uh-huh. Representative Williams, Representative Short, Senator McDowell, of course, our friends with Newcastle County to make this a reality. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen overnight,
mm-hmm.
but we have the bones to make this happen. And I'd be excited to bring in artists and give them space to work.
That sounds like, especially with the context that you have, that probably many we were ignoring, that rich culture that is in there that people do not know. In occasions, I confess my ignorance, so I'm happy to know that there's something like that. So how would you see, Rick, a space like that as an artist? If you could dream, what is that going to be?
Oh, gosh. You know, I do feel lucky and the coincidence that I'm an illustrator and then we were in the house of what was considered the grandfather of American illustrators.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Also, I remember we're having the Youth Art Month in March in connection with, what school is that?
With Tattnall School.
Tattnall School. And mm-hmm. so there's going to be a youth angle also.
Happening again in March?
In March.
Pretty much. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to the celebration in December and kind of taking a look to that. But in order for people to get in contact with you guys, what do they need to do? Do you have a website? Do you have a phone number? Please share.
Sure. It's the Darley Arts, Arts with an S, Darley Arts Center.
Correct.
.org.
There you go. So in worst case scenario, Google it.
Yes. Worst case scenario.
There you go. So that is happening. And tell us again, big events that are coming up so people are aware of that and connect with you.
Well, currently is the Edward Loper Jr. Show.
Correct.
Galleries are open by appointment. Mm-hmm. You can contact us through the website and the number on the website. In early December will be the Winter Art Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, that house just lends itself. Maybe it's because Santa was drawn upstairs and Dickens stayed there, but that house just lends itself to being decorated for the holidays like no other I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great event. It mm-hmm. really kicks off the holiday season. So
indeed.
It is open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be another call for art for a still life show probably in January, February.
Excellent.
And then we have the March Youth Art Month.
And if I can plug the figure drawing,
mm-hmm.
Sure. There's both, they're clothed and nude figures, male and female.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very well attended, very good vibe from what I hear from the artists.
There you go. So Darley Art Center, just Google it.
DarleyArtsCenter.org.
Correct. And with that, guess what? People say that time flies whenever you're having fun, and we're having fun. And we're celebrating the Darley Arts Center and the history in Claymont that could easily be appreciated by going to the Darley Arts Center. So I want to thank you again for your time today, and hopefully you can come back to share the many things that are happening in Claymont and the Darley Arts Center.
It's a promise.
Thank you.